This is Winging It, not to be confused with Wigwam Bam, which we just were talking about. It is the somewhat whimsical, certainly worrying, decidedly wonky, seldom weighty, endlessly well-intentioned, and wildly witty show about music where one knows what's coming and the other doesn't. And it occurs between both proper, the Birds of a Feather big show, to ensure you can spend anywhere from 15 to a certain unspecified number of minutes with us every week. All right. And this is very special. And first of all, you're probably thinking, wait a minute, this lazy bastard's opening? He never does any work. You know? But it's different. So we're doing a recording from both studios north. So the man doesn't close in on us.
That's right.
They busted us already tonight. You know,
they did not bust us.
No.
They're like, oh, hey, what are you guys doing?
We were recording a bit about having to move to this location to go underground because the man was trying to close us down and confessing to being establishment squares.
That's true.
But
that's true.
This is going to be Winging It on steroids because usually Winging It involves preparation on one person's part.
And
you know who that person usually is. That person always is, Christina.
Yes.
This time, I got stuck with the topic of the show, but we didn't think of it until just tonight.
Did you say you got stuck with the topic of the show?
I got honored with the topic of being able to do the show.
Jesus.
It's just earlier today, I happened to see this, and I'm in a place, both studios north has no signal, so I've been cut off almost all day, almost all week, rather, from the world, in case anybody hasn't heard from me. But
I haven't.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people have not heard much from me today. However, I did happen to see earlier today a post about the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction in 2024.
I also saw them.
This is always a polarizing issue. Actually, it isn't very polarizing. Because most people usually agree or in complete brotherly love and harmony that the choices suck every single year. There are always some great people who get in, and there are people who are probably great but don't belong in anything called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And it's controversial. Now, me, I define rock and roll very broadly, not as broadly as the Hall does, apparently. But as the example that I used one time was kind of drives the point home about what defines rock and roll. If it moves you in a certain way, it's rock and roll. The line between rock and roll and pop is very, very thin.
Oh.
And a lot, I think. And a lot of pop artists, I mean, you can't say it's rock and roll only if it has a lot of guitars or something like that, because some great rock and roll acts like Emerson, Lake, and Palmer seldom use any. And a lot of, jazzier, swingier stuff is rock and roll, too.
Well, I think, though, if I can break in here for a second, I know this is your intro, but if I could break in, I do think that rock elements exist in a lot of music, but that doesn't make them rock music. Like, if it has some gnarly guitars in it, that doesn't make it rock music, but it could have rock elements. So I think rock and roll is different than the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame defines it. And if they are defining it the same way, then I think that the nominees don't make sense. Now, the question continues to be, for me, the people that are nominating these people, what in the fuck do they think rock and roll is?
No, true. Anybody can do a straight rock and roll song. People do, a lot of artists will dabble in hard rock or do a song with a lot of guitars, like Janet Jackson, say, Black Cat. Is Janet Jackson a rock and roll artist? Not really, in my opinion, no.
She has rock and roll elements.
Rock and roll elements, occasionally.
But she's R&B to me.
R&B, pop, anything but, there are halls of fame for everything. And
are there?
Hall of fame.
Well, is there a rap hall of fame?
Is there an
R&B hall of fame?
There has to be.
I would hope so, because I don't know.
I don't know. If it did, honestly, I would like some of the acts that were in it, but not most. If they're in the Hall of Fame, that means they've been in existence. According to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame rules, they have to have recorded their first album 25 years ago.
Right.
So they got to be at least halfway dinos, And the great part about that is, back then, the rap was actually good, If they go by the same rules, then they probably got some good acts in there. Hopefully it's nothing contemporary. But anyway,
wow. I love that you had to throw that in there. Hope it's nothing contemporary.
But there are a lot of artists who seem to get nominated every year that, by nobody's definition, are a rock and roll act. Rock and roll has no meaning if these artists are considered such, because it's just too bright. It's just homogenous. And, of course, there's a lot of homogenous music these days. Here is the current 2024 list.
Every opportunity you have to slam on today's music, you make opportunities.
Only the bad stuff. Only the bad stuff.
Only the bad stuff. Okay.
I can't help if it's most of it. But I do acknowledge that there's good. And where to find the good? Listen to Birds of a Feather. And
there you go.
Yeah, we'll give it the best you can. Okay, Mary J. Blige. I'm sorry.
Not rock and roll.
Not rock and roll. Absolutely no question. Mariah Carey.
Not rock and roll. Pop.
Absolute pop.
Pop R&B.
Now, here's where I would end up on the other side on this one. Cher.
Oh, God. Not rock and roll at all.
Cher, at least.
No.
As I like to compare what constitutes rock and roll now, what constitutes rock and roll, say, 50 years ago. The Beach Boys, California Girls, would be considered pop today.
Yeah.
Katy Perry's California Girls would be considered rock and roll in the 60s. Because that's the definition. There's enough crossover in those two genres that I can accept Cher. In fact, Cher had an album
out. Are you fucking kidding me? As a rock and roll artist? You need to think about that one, because I think you're wrong. And I don't think you, even by your own standards, you're wrong.
Because it's a 60s thing. You know?
No,
in
no,
the 60s,
no.
They actually had an album called Mama Was a Rock and Roll Singer. Papa used to write all her songs.
Right, that doesn't make it rock and roll.
It was what constituted rock and roll back then. A lot of what we listened to as rock and roll back then would not be considered it now, but it is.
But it's 2023 and she has not done any rock and roll. She's done nothing but pop. So yeah, she is not a rock and roll act. She should not be in this.
A lot of legitimate acts should be in way, way ahead before we get desperate enough to put Cher.
No, Cher should not be in it because Cher is not rock and roll. You've got it. This is your own standard, my friend. Yeah.
Now, me, I confess to ignorance about the Dave Matthews Band.
They're pop rock. That's what they really are. They're pop rock with kind of a jazz element. A little bit of folk from time to time. I mean, I think they qualify. Are they 100%? No, I'd say probably 50%.
The stuff that I know about them is actually, it's okay, but it isn't that inspiring. But it isn't, I understand they have a lot more stuff, and I'm not being terribly fair about it. However, is it rock? It is rock by a certain definition. Absolutely.
About 50%.
Yeah, and the success level and the, you know, the impact, whatever the hell that might mean, whatever, making people sound like the Dave Matthews Band. I don't know if that's good or bad. But, I have no beef with that one. However, the next one is another issue altogether.
Uh-oh.
Eric B. and Rakim.
Okay, so they are definitely rap.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Not a rock and roll act by any stretch.
No.
Yeah. I mean, we can't define it so broadly that rap is in there. That kind of rap is in there.
And I love rap, but it's not. I wish there were a Hall of Fame specifically for that, and I guess maybe there is.
I can see an act that has rap incorporated into it that has a lot of rock, hard rock elements, like the Beastie Boys, for example. I can see that, but Eric B. and Rakim, come on, man. I mean, that's a travesty. Next up, we have a legitimate rock and roll band that nobody would gainsay, despite having a slew of the usual top 40 power ballad hits that every band succumbs to sooner or later. Foreigner.
Hmm.
Mick Jones, Lou Gramm.
Pop rock.
Yeah. Foreigner was, they were hard-edged a lot, often enough.
That is not how I see them, but they're still rock, but they're pop rock.
They are
me.
Certainly a rock and roll band. So, yeah, no beef. The next fellow, however, I have absolutely no problem with. It's amazing he wasn't in there earlier, is Mr. Peter Frampton. I got nothing to say, but Peter belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, Peter Frampton also has that kind of folky thing going on, too, so... He's got a fair share of things, but I definitely think, you know, I'll allow it. So, you know, the other thing about Peter Frampton is I think that if we take away his solo stuff and we look at The Herd and Humble Pie, that right there gets him in as the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So maybe he kind of toned himself down later, but he was decidedly rock when he was in those bands. So I feel like that's one of the reasons I think he definitely is in there. Now, if you've only heard his solo stuff, you might think, wait a minute. He's singer-songwriter. He's more, you know, folky. But folk rock is still a version of rock. But I definitely think he's grandfathered in because of The Herd and Humble Pie.
Yeah, but the way this guy plays guitar, dude, okay. He's a rock guitarist and one of the greats. And I had the pleasure of seeing him, in fact. Great. He belongs, of course, like I said, Humble Pie, solo stuff. And his own solo stuff is hard-edged quite a bit, too.
Depends.
Depends on where you look.
Yeah, depends.
And here's an act I only know a little bit about. Honestly, I'm not crazy about what I've heard. But again, I could just be being too dismissive of Jane's Addiction. What say you?
Oh, yeah. Jane's Addiction is certainly rock. Definitely rock. And I didn't have as much of a love for them until I went back and listened to them again. And they're actually really fucking good and fun and interesting. And, you know, if you can get yourself past Perry Farrell's vocals, you're going to be great. But if you can't, that's the biggest stumbling block, but they are definitely rock.
That takes a lot of grace, okay, getting past Perry Farrell's vocals. However, it's undeniably rock. And what wasn't Navarro, who was it? Who was the
Dave
guy?
Navarro, yeah.
The guitarist of that who ended up in the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Mm-hmm. And I may not be a fan of them, and it might have something to do with the vocals also. But these guys can play. And Jane's Addiction is no question about it rock, of course. I don't know about being in the Hall of Fame because I don't know him well enough, but no question about rock, and that is an obvious deal breaker on some of the remaining ones.
I do definitely think that Jane's Addiction has been very influential to a lot of up-and-coming bands, so I think not only are they rock, but they were very influential. They coined their own sound, so it's very, very, very much, I think, deserved, and it's their time.
Nobody could argue they're not rock, though, Jane's Addiction. The next one I don't think is rock and roll, but it's a band I love to the moon and back, Cool and the Gang.
They're not rock and roll.
Who the hell doesn't love Cool and the Gang? And do I get down when Cool and the Gang plays? You better believe I do.
But they are not rock. They are pop, R&B. They're amazing. I love them. They're maybe disco, also a little slash disco, slash, slash. There's a lot of slashes, but one of them is not rock and roll.
No, they're not. They're swinging. They're funky. Nice guitar work. Just a hell of a band. Great, memorable, timeless tunes. Rock and roll? Absolutely not. I'm sure they would disavow that just as much.
We shall see. Because it is an honor, and it's something that every, I think, artist aspires to because, again, I don't know if there are specific genre things that are, at least if there are, and there probably are, and I should have done my research, but they're not at this level of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If you get into that, that is the pinnacle. And that, I think, is why they don't, maybe some of the artists don't care. I mean, we know Dolly was like, I don't think you should put me in that because I'm not rock and roll.
Dolly's right.
But, you know, I think most people are going to accept it and be super happy.
Yeah, well, like you said, even though you know the Grammys or whatever is a joke and whatever, it doesn't matter.
It is a joke.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I watched it this year. It was painful.
So is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But being inducted would be awesome. You know it would. Winning a Grammy would be awesome, of course.
Yes.
Any of those awards. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I mean, who wouldn't want to be?
Oh, my honestly. God. Are you serious? Me.
And
all day.
I actually met a young singer-songwriter with just a few singles out who actually somehow ended up getting to play solo at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just like last week, you know. Imagine that shit. I mean, that really is quite an achievement, you know. And it would be an honor, but this list, I'm sorry.
Where did you meet this person?
Just online in some...
Oh, yeah. I thought it was like in person. I was what? That's so cool. Like, no. Where were you?
Played at the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
That's very cool.
It is cool. Good on you, young lady. Good songwriter. Now, this next artist, no beef whatsoever. This guy is... I've often looked at this guy and thought, this is a real rock and roller. He's keeping it alive. He's really doing it. Mr. Lenny Kravitz. Is that a skepticism I see on your face?
No, that is a one hot motherfucker is what that was.
Oh,
that was
okay.
That was a picturing Lenny and hearing him in my mind and his music. And yeah, he's definitely rock. He's funk. He's soul. He's R&B. He's all that. But he is absolutely rock.
It's like Prince with you know.
Prince is certainly rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's absolutely. And the thing is remember I said rock elements. There's not rock elements. There's a rock like foundation in their music.
Yeah.
So yeah, Lenny Kravitz absolutely should be in there and definitely a long time coming. He's got so much good shit out there. Absolutely. And he was actually at the Grammys and that was my probably favorite part of the Grammys is Lenny Kravitz sitting in the audience and then presenting.
Rock and roll is dead. Oh, he kicks ass, man.
He does.
All right, and everybody's favorite band in this room, at least, Oasis. Maybe.
Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, my God. So here's the deal. The problem is there are rock elements in this music, which makes people think they should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Just because they are 25 years old does not mean they belong here, and I hate this band with a white hot passion, of course, but they are definitely not rock. They have rock elements. They're pop, shit pop, but they're pop to me.
Yeah, well, everybody, I think we're all united in unison in hatred of Wonderwall, but
nobody is. Everybody loves this fucking
do
man.
They?
I don't
really?
Get it.
How, man?
I don't know. I don't know just
either.
Hate him.
I'm mystified. I gotta tell
you. I can't.
You,
and they should not be up for any awards. I don't get it.
No, and I've heard other stuff, and it's just like, it's all.
It's derivative.
Me, it just sounds so whiny, and I don't know.
And it's derivative.
Reason, I just don't like it. It is absolutely derivative.
And I'm tired of it.
And
yeah.
So, separate solo acts together. I actually heard, who was it? Noel, I think.
Yeah.
Playing opener for The Who, and he had something that sounded good, but no, I don't like Oasis.
Yeah, no.
Fuck that.
No.
And everybody's crazy about him.
Yeah, I don't get it. There's a thing. If there's a legion of very devoted fans and new fans, and I don't get it. I miss something.
All right, this next artist is known for one song that is definitely not a rock and roller, and it was written by Prince, and you know what song I mean. That's Sinead O'Connor. Everybody knows Ooh. Nothing compares to you, but actually some of her stuff is kind of raw and rock. And
it's got rock elements.
It's got rock elements in it.
I don't think she's rock.
I don't think she belongs here either.
I feel like she's more singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm not going to put Sarah McLachlan in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She's a singer-songwriter.
That's a good
it's
example.
Different.
That's a good example of who does not belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but she's got rock elements. That doesn't make her rock to me.
It's like Kate Bush. I mean, Kate Bush is great.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I mean, yes,
no.
Rock elements. Her stuff, you can rock to it, at least a lot. Out of it anyway,
but no,
but no, I wouldn't call it.
She's singer songwriter
somewhere
me.
In there.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. I feel like we're missing some very critical criteria.
I know people who will disown me for saying that, but
no,
honestly, I'm not sure. And she's great. I love her. All right, this next fellow, known as the lead singer of one of my all-time favorite bands, Mr. Ozzy Osbourne, and his solo career. And I know what a huge fan of his Christina is. But, well, as a solo artist, I guess he is big enough and significant enough, but it's kind of a shame to give it to him, really, because most of the credit belongs to others.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's true. It really is.
There's no fucking reason it should just be him. Prince of Darkness, my ass. I don't give a fuck.
He's not, I mean,
it's just very disappointing because he was just a whiny, annoying vocal over brilliant musicians, and I feel like if you're going to do it, it should be the band, not fucking Ozzy Osbourne. But he's going to get it. And I'm going to say it, and this is not going to be popular. He's going to get the sympathy vote. He's going to get the dude, he's really, really old vote. He's going to get the, oh yeah, but he was a singer. Blah. I don't give a fuck. He should not be in it. The band should be in it, and he can be part of it because he's a band. But I don't think as just a solo person, he should be in it. Although he is rock. I don't want to lie to you. He is rock.
Oh, see, and that's the thing. He definitely is.
He is.
He's one of the, you know, I don't know, handful of artists so far. About half and half have not really been rock as far as we're concerned. And we're pretty much on the same page about that, which is surprising.
Yeah.
But except that we disagreed on Cher, maybe.
That
maybe.
Doesn't make any. You need to. You're gonna listen back, yeah. And you're gonna feel regret.
I will be. So you know how you do this, and you say stuff, and later on you're so ashamed. There's nothing you can do about it.
I do that.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And this will be one of those nights, I'm sure. So Ozzy, now the next one. Give me a break.
Uh oh.
Sade, really?
I fucking love her.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Singer songwriter, definitely a soul. Maybe a little funk, little new world. I love all that stuff, but it is not rock and roll.
I mean, you know, you go to the hop, you're going to hear Sade.
I love her. Honestly, she's incredible. I just, not rock and roll.
This is the not, you're great Hall of Fame. It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right. You know? Yeah, you're great, not rock, but great. That's a different Hall of Fame. Maybe we should start it. You're great, not rock, but great Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, let's just a Hall of Fame for people who, you know, that we don't know what to call you Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
you know?
But you're still amazing.
You're still amazing.
Yeah.
One last artist, and you're going to roll your eyes.
Uh-oh.
They're going to freeze in the back of your head when you hear this.
That sucks. My mom always said they would.
They will. This is going to do it. A Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, no.
Come on now.
Okay, I like A Tribe. I do. I love them. They are not rock and roll. Again, we got to find better places for these amazing acts that don't belong in a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame unless there is a completely different, I don't know, definition of what rock and roll means. But then you should just call it the Music Hall of Fame. And then any motherfucker can go in there. You know what I mean? But when you call it rock and roll, you start to piss me off when you're putting shit that isn't rock and roll in there. Because I'm a rock act. I don't want you to be like, oh, you, Christina, are going to be in the Folk Hall of Fame. I'm not folk. Don't put me in the Folk Hall of Fame.
That's exactly right. And I got roped into the honor of doing this show. Because early...
You're so fucking lucky.
Nice save. During 5 minutes... By the way, Punkin and I are playing pool here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We both suck so badly.
Sucks so bad.
It's hilarious.
It is hilarious how bad we suck. I scratch. I almost won two games and I scratched at the end, so he fucking won. Are you fucking kidding me?
Twice.
I scratched on the eight ball twice because I'm a fucking idiot. I cannot play pool, but it was fun anyway.
We should tape it. It would be comedy gold to some people.
It really would be.
But, you know, and I heard about this in my very few minutes on the air today. And Instagram had this. And one of the comments sums it up perfectly. He said, and this is some gentleman wrote this, "I'm looking forward to Metallica being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame next year."
That'll be great.
And you know, and why not? That makes as much sense as this, as a lot of this.
And that's the thing. Again, if it was the Music Hall of Fame, let all the motherfuckers in. But don't call it rock and roll. And maybe when they first came up with this, they were like, hey, we will call it rock and roll because it's for rock and roll. And then they said, you know what? We just want to honor musicians. And I love that. I think that's amazing. And it's an amazing honor. Then let's make it broad. Let's say we're going to now call it the Music Hall of Fame. And then you can do country. You can do blues. You can do folk. You can do rock. I would just, that's what I like. That's what pisses me off about this whole thing.
Yeah, and here's another comment. No King Crimson, no Jethro Tull, no Emerson, Lake & Palmer.
Fuck. But and hey, Yes wasn't even until 2017.
But hey, we got Cher, he adds.
Oh, you know. See? You're already regretting that Cher comment because that motherfucker just took you out.
There are others he could have picked on.
Yeah, no. I'm sorry. That one is a good one, but there are tons of other ones. But yes, Cher should not be there. But we don't have Jethro Tull, but we got Cher. Perfect.
Somebody wrote, Eric B. and Rakim are neither rock nor famous.
They were famous.
Come on, they were famous.
They were.
Least.
It was a long time ago, but they were.
It ain't the famous Hall of Fame.
It isn't. That's right. That's right. Exactly.
And, I love the famous Hall of Fame. Famous for being famous.
Famous for being famous. Absolutely. So, yeah.
But there are a lot of people who are famous for being famous.
Agreed. Yeah. Well, Kardashians. Do I need to say any more?
Yep.
No. So anyway, I think this is a great topic, and it's one that you and I bitched about before, and I think rightly so. I mean, when that came out and I saw it, I was just disheartened. I was so sad.
There's a lot of people screaming into pillows out there.
Pillows. I don't know. I like that. But yeah, so I'm with you. I'm looking for your purity. I'm looking for purity. If you say rock and roll, I want it to be rock and roll acts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, the Beach Boys are rock and roll, okay?
Oof.
See, she says no.
I mean,
she's so young.
I think they are, I feel like I would call them, like, maybe surf, you know, like, surf, and I'd call them probably, like, easy listening and probably yacht rock. I would not call them rock, maybe. Well, I guess if it's yacht rock, it's rock, but it's soft.
Obviously, we're going off the rails here.
So they're very soft, rock.
They're rock and roll, motherfucker.
They're soft rock. Right. There should be a soft rock Hall of Fame.
Soft rock. Oh, and I'm sure there is.
Or yacht rock.
Yeah. And those comments, and indeed how I found out about this year's nominees, was from an account on Instagram called History Hits 124. History Hits 124. And I've been following them for a while. I've been following 100 of these similar accounts because that's what dinos do. And looking at the comments, so you might want to look at them if you're on Instagram. So. Anyway, a little peek at what constitutes rock and roll in 2024, and I know people out there who are keeping it alive, and thank you, as we do our little bit, too, also.
Try.
Let me try. All right, and well, having looked aghast at many of the nominees this year, I think we've come to the end of the road, as that famous rock and roll band, Boyz II Men, would sing. Yeah. Is that Boyz II Men?
The rock and roll, yeah.
Yeah, that rock and roll band, Boyz II Men.
No, I love Boyz II Men, but they're not rock and roll, so I'm with you.
Since we've come to the end of the road, I'm going to say that probably only leaves for you to say.
Let's fly this coop.
This has been Winging It, a presentation of Birds of a Feather, on What the Flock Radio.